Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
I've got a crush on you, and I was just listening to Flo McSweeney. She's just as good as Linda Ronstadt.
Singing along
there, humming along tunefully. Flo McSweeney, good morning, Flo.
Good morning, Marty.
It's lovely to see you.
It's lovely to see you
around the campus again.
I know. Think back to our days on Century Radio.
Isn't it something else? The station that dare not speak its name.
and I just did.
and I so hard tried to forget. But anyway, when you think, but isn't it interesting? Still here, still doing it, and still enjoying it.
Yeah,
but you love this. You're steeped in this music. I love this.
I am, and it's funny. When I say I came to it late in life, I was about 28. I thought I was ancient.
You're a very hip person. I thought I was,
but I wasn't really. When I was about 28. This friend of mine, Gerald Davis, he used to have an art gallery, he had the most extraordinary collection of jazz music in CD form in his apartment that he had over the gallery. And I was doing a little gig in the place called the Wildebeest, and he used to come, and he said, just go up and listen to tunes, help yourself. And I remember the moment that I heard Julie London's version of Black Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, this is what I should be singing. Yes. It was a real kind of light bulb moment for me.
But you had and have the voice for it, as proven when you did the album with Freeco Trench.
Yeah, well, that was an extraordinary experience.
When you're working with someone like Freeco Trench. Like,
yeah, I know, the best, the very best. And
phenomenal.
I was very, very lucky. We're great friends. I go down often for lunch.
Do you? Lovely.
I do, and it's my favourite day spent with Carmel and Fiacra. Fiacra makes his own chutneys and preserves, and he's just amazing.
He never sent us any of that after we interviewed him.
He should have, shouldn't he? I'll have a word
with him. I would have thought.
And he has quite a collection.
I am such a fan of his work.
I know,
and
I'm
I think it's so important to let people know just the things that he has done.
Yeah.
Obviously with Carmel, with you.
Yeah.
And you think about Van, you think about the Pogues.
Yeah.
You think about Phil and Lynn.
Phil Lynn. And Joan Armour Trading.
Joan Armour Trading.
As well. He is the most humble man.
Terribly humble man.
That we, Carmel McRae and Fiacra and I did a show together called Two Divas and a Piano. We did it for about 3 years.
He played the part of the piano.
And he was the piano. We thought it was hilarious, and it was so Fiacra to just kind of go, okay, yeah, that's fine, you know, whatever you want.
He's
to call
just
it.
So easygoing.
A humble man, beautiful player, wonderful to work with. He's one of those guys, and they're rare musicians that sometimes it's what he doesn't play, it's the gaps that he leaves.
Yes, I suppose, but it's what he's also able to bring to someone else's work.
Yeah.
Stunning. We had someone like you, we did a program called Marty in the Evening with the RTE Concert Orchestra, and he came in, his arrangement, of course, and he wanted to hear how it was being done because he's attention to detail.
Yeah.
You're going to be, talk about attention to detail, there's a fella called Nelson Smock Riddle, Once Upon a Time.
Yes.
And he had a small influence on just about everybody for a period of time. And you're talking about Sinatra, there's so many, Ella Fitzgerald, all the greats.
Yeah.
And you're going to be working with his orchestra.
His orchestra. Conducted by his son, Christopher Riddle, which is, I'm still kind of pinching myself. It was a phone call last summer from Pat Egan, promoter Pat Egan, who's a lovely man. And he's, you know, Pat Egan has been promoter for years, and I say he does about 100, at least 100 gigs
a
year.
Yes.
And he was telling me about the gig, and I remember just being really sort of calm on the phone. I was going, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But on the inside, I was going, oh, my God. And he's, Pat is a gorgeous, charming man, but blunt. And he said, "Can you still sing? Yes. Can you still sing?"
Yeah.
And
actually,
I can. And I think as I've gotten older, my voice is just it's how you use your brain when you sing as well.
It has brought its richness.
It has, and life experience and everything. And the weird thing is, and I wouldn't dare to say that I am like Linda Ronstadt, who's an extraordinarily
incredible voice,
and a very versatile singer, but I think my tone is
but
not
you
dissimilar.
Love this. You see, the important thing is to love the music.
I do.
And you do.
I do, absolutely.
You know, I mean, you were always into music, and we all know back in the day, and Megan Ricks and all these things, but and that's fine. But as you go through and you pick up all those influences and you talk about Julie London, they're the things.
Yeah.
We play, you know, there's so much music that Nelson Riddle had a part to play in.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
He did three albums with Linda Ronstadt.
He did, yeah.
And the extraordinary thing really was that she was at the peak of her career as a rock singer. She was a rock goddess and country singer. And her record company did not want her to do this. They thought it was like career suicide to do this. And she was insistent about doing it. And so against the wishes of her manager, record company, she went ahead and did these albums and did three of them and sold over 8 million copies and sort of reintroduced the Great American Songbook to people again, because it had been sort of put back in the nightclubs and the sort of cabaret singers. So it just came to the fore again. So this evening that we're doing is, you know, it's a 30-piece orchestra conducted by Christopher Stephen Triffitt, who is...
Oh, Stephen is a great Sinatra.
Yes.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He is doing all the Sinatra songs.
He's been here. He's fantastic.
He's fantastic. And I haven't met him yet, but I've been...
I'll tell you something. He kind of wears it, too.
He looks like Sinatra in his 50s.
He wears it very well.
He's extraordinary. And then Tom Cole Jr. Is doing some of the songs of Nat King Cole, and he's also the MC on the night. So there's three of us.
Oh, lovely.
And then I'm doing Linda Ronstadt arrangement, so it's such.
Are you doing a bunch of songs?
I'm doing about six songs.
All right.
And very difficult to choose these songs out of something like 32.
They're very difficult songs.
Well, they're complicated arrangements. Some of them.
Well, if you try to emulate someone like Linda Ronstadt.
But I'm not going to. It's you have to be true to the arrangements, of course. But I'm going to bring a bit of flow as well.
That's the girl.
Which will be basically sweating.
Will you?
That'll be the flow that I'll bring.
Will you be doing what's new?
I will be doing what's new.
Oh, that's a fantastic song.
It's a fabulous song, yeah.
Can I take you on a tangent?
You may have.
May
course.
I take you on a tangent,
yes.
Madam? I love, and I still love, a song called Picture in a Frame that you did.
Oh, yeah.
Written by a very fine writer of songs.
Yeah.
I love it. Do you mind if I play it?
No, I am absolutely.
Well,
please,
I know it's a tangent. I just think it's something.
Was blue and cold. The sun came up, it was blue and gold. The sun came up, it was blue and gold. Ever since I put your picture in a frame, I come calling in my Sunday best. I come calling in my Sunday best. I come calling in my Sunday best. Ever since I put your picture in a frame, thank you. love you, baby, and I always will. I love you, baby, and I always will. I love you, baby, and I always will. Ever since I put your picture in a frame, ever since I put your picture in a frame.
Picture in a frame, Tom Waits. Flo McSweeney with me. That is, so that's your calling card now. You can be booked.
Yes, I can.
Solemnly.
Yes.
In Head to Toe in Black.
Yes.
To sing at funerals.
To sing at funerals. And I sang it at my mother's funeral and then it became my funeral song. So I sing it at friends' funerals.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful,
it's a beautiful song. We remember it from Tom Waits, but Fiacre, of course.
Fiacre Trench is all over that.
All over that. Like
I cried my eyes out the day the string section came in to do it because I just thought it was just so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's one... we were just reminiscing there when we were listening to that as well. The fact that you still love to do what you do, I think that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Because if you bring that enthusiasm with you, yes, we all have to live and we all have bills to pay and all the rest for the ESB and whatever, whatever. But to love what you do and still enthusiastically grasp it.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're going to do this with an orchestra, and I think this fascinates me. You're performing with an orchestra you've never met, with a conductor you've never met, who happens to be the son of Nelson Riddle, which is a bit of a moment.
It is. And at this stage of my life,
yes,
you know, there are so many things I might have done in my past that I would have taken for granted that, yes, of course, this is happening to me because I'm fabulous.
Yeah, you know, when you're fabulous, when you're 20, but that would scare the life out of so many people.
Yeah, but I mean, and I'm not saying I'm fabulous, but you know, the arrogance of youth, that arrogance of youth that I would have had like so many others, and not really always jumping on to the next thing and not thinking of being in the moment. Whereas this moment is, I mean, this is a big moment for me. It's an amazing gig to do.
It is going to be quite something. His father was a fascinating man. I read a biography of Nelson Riddle. It's just fascinating.
Extraordinary what he did. And he was so very young. He died so young.
Didn't he?
Yeah. Like, you know? 64.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these guys lived hard and fast, in fairness.
Yeah.
And I think about a lot of the songwriters and these great American songbook guys we talk about, Jimmy Van Heusen, all these guys. They lived hard and fast. Yeah. It was just the way they were.
I did for about 5 minutes.
Did you have 5 minutes? Well, thank God it doesn't show. That's the great thing for you, that it doesn't show.
It's dark in here.
It's steady. Now, you also, and again, I want to play this because, again, it takes us somewhere else, and I know it's not what you're going to be doing tonight, because we don't have that.
Yes.
We don't have that.
Yeah.
Would you record this? Wouldn't it be lovely now that you have this?
Oh, my God,
take
I would.
A stroll across the corridor to our own orchestra.
Oh, I would.
Wouldn't that be an idea?
In fact, all the gigs that the concert orchestra do and, the various tributes to artists and singers that they use, I thought, that is a gig I'd love to get. So... gives the job.
They're very fine. We have a concert in June. 26th of June, 26th, Marty in the evening, and which is just bringing music and an element of our programme to an audience with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. They're so versatile. They can do anything.
They are.
And that's, you know, that's the trick with these people.
Incredible.
You know. Yeah. Are you still involved in jewellery, by the way?
No. I worked...
What was that about?
It was at the end of the pandemic, towards the end of the pandemic, and retail had come back, but entertainment hadn't.
Sure.
And a woman I know who has a place in Rathfarnham, and I was passing there one day and she said, very hard to get staff these days. And she was looking for someone 2 afternoons a week. And as I said, when I went home, I said, the other person that lives inside me, I put her hand up and said, I'll do it. And I thought this might be interesting.
Oh, really?
So it started being 2 afternoons. And then before I knew it, it was like a full-time job. And I did it for a year and a half. It was the first proper job I had since I was 15 and or 20 rather. And I worked there for a year and a half, and then it started to kind of interfere. Then gigs started coming in.
Yeah, other stuff.
So I gave it up, but I loved it. It was
But you're not doing that anymore. But you are involved in gigs. You are doing lots of gigs.
And people kind of think, because they're not seeing you on the television or online, because I'm absolutely brutal at all that online stuff. I can do Facebook.
Are you not interested, or you just...
My husband says I'm lazy about it. I just want to sing. I've never been very good at the sort of business side of the music business.
Right.
I would need someone to do all that. I'd love to have someone who would Instagram stuff for me, and I'm just not good at it. My brain doesn't. I think, like, my children were born with a mouse in their hands. But we're a different generation.
It becomes just natural to them.
So I'm doing things on a smaller scale. But I go to Kilkenny probably once a month to work with a group called the Hot Four. I call them the Hot Three and the Menopausal One I'm singing with them.
And there's somebody else in the band.
And we play in the Left Bank, and that is all the great... I mean, it's a two-hour gig. Right. I've actually booked myself in with them next week, the week before the Riddle gig, because I think it'd be a great sort of just vocal exercise
to do two hours.
Yeah. And then the Hot House Big Band, I would guest with fairly regularly, in this 17-piece big band that play the last Monday of every month in Harry's on the Green. Amazing band, doing all kind of swing.
When do you do that?
It's the last Monday of every month.
Wonderful.
Now, there's different singers that sing with them. The best night always to come, I say, is the Christmas party, because all the singers are on that night. And it's a full 17-piece big
band. That's fantastic. In the Bord Gáis is going to be a big night.
I suspect
it's going to be a really good night.
Will you come, Marty?
I think I will.
I think you have to come.
And check out the venue.
Yourself and Maria.
That'd be lovely. That's very kind of you. Because I'm a great fan of Nelson Riddle, I'm a great fan of yours, and I'm a great fan of that whole sound.
Yeah.
Do you know? I mean, if you're talking to me, and you are, of elements of Linda Ronstadt, of Sinatra, of Nat King Cole, that's going to be terrific.
It's going to be amazing. The 28th of April, which is Sunday fortnight.
It's just before the Eurovision, isn't it?
And there are tickets, just before you go away, are tickets available. It's a wonderful room acoustically.
It's beautiful.
You know, it's just, and the orchestra will be on stage.
Have you a big frock organ?
I'm not so much a frock person these days, but there will be a little bit of sparkle involved. And black. It'll be black. Everything black.
Right. Mr. Trifford, has he got a frock organiser?
He will also be in sparkles, I imagine.
So a lot of sparkles.
Sparkles.
Don't move. I'm going to play Moondance. Nothing to do with the night. It's just you.